another successful, entertaining season in the books. We can bring back a returning champ. She's been an ace assistant to Kelly Graves since he landed here in 2014, whether it's working with the post players, recruiting, killing it on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksJKB. Jody Berry joins us. Coach, always appreciate the time. How are you and yours doing during these crazy times we live in?
Thanks for having me, first and foremost, and we are great. My kids had their first day back at school today.
Oh, wow. I bet that's joyous in your house.
It was a big day.
You know, before that's great to hear. It's a great step in the right direction, I hope.
Absolutely.
So last night's game, an all Pac-12er, the traditional power, Stanford barely beating the Wildcats. I'm curious, so you see the two conference teams on the biggest stage. You know, is your approach more Pac-12 pride? Because, you know, they also are arch rivals. So what was the lens through which Oregon coach Berry viewed that game?
I thought it was awesome. I was so proud to be a member of the Pac-12 and watch them represent our conference so well. They both played so hard. Really interesting to see the two different styles, right? You've got the Arizona who just hangs their hat and their identity is their defense and they're really going to get after you and force a ton of turnovers, in which they did all year long, all NCAA tournament, and they were still able to do it to Stanford to some degree. And Stanford just so composed down the stretch when they needed a bucket. They had a couple different players they could go to, handled the pressure pretty well, and made the big shots when they needed to. So overall, such a fun game for women's basketball and everybody who tuned in to watch it. Great for the conference, like I said, but super proud and happy for those two programs.
You know, I don't have to tell you what it takes to build something special as this level. I mean, when you were at Gonzaga, you know what you accomplished there and here. And when you think about 3 years and a month ago, Arizona ended a season with 6 wins. Last night, they almost won the whole thing. How impressed should we be with the job Adia Barnes has done to not only get good coach, but so fast in the best conference in the country?
Absolutely. I think Adia has done a terrific job there. And it means a lot to her, right? It's somewhere she played. And so she took great pride in developing Arizona basketball from the ground up. And she's worked really hard. And she's got some players who really bought in. Ari, whom she brought with her from UW. And then she brought in some really good pieces, whether that's through the transfer portal or just recruiting in general. She's done a terrific job. So happy for her and what she's done there.
Talking hoops with Coach Berry, you know, I always talk about progress in this country moves at a snail's pace. But and of course, you guys arrive in Texas. You're going to prep for your first game. And we see they have all 64 teams set up basically with 12 dumbbells and a mat. We know Sedona Prince's video went viral. But your reaction, I mean, was it anger, frustration? Was it like, it's 2021. When are you guys going to catch up?
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, I really credit our players and our staff and our administration for the support. I think, you know, here at Oregon, we really want to empower our young women to use their voice and use the platform they have. And Sedona, amongst others, with Sydney and a bunch of other student-athletes on our team, used it and used their voice and to spark change. And I think that's what we as a women's basketball community can do when we feel things are unfair and unjust. And so it was great to see those guys use that platform. And then in the end, so many people caught on and change happened.
Yeah, I guess it's classic case of where it started, where it is now, was in a better
Absolutely.
Direction. So when you think about the end of the season, you guys dropped 5 of 6, first-round exit in the Pac-12 tournament. Yet during the year, close calls against great teams like Stanford or UCLA. And I thought once you got on that floor in Austin and beat a good South Dakota team, Coach, it kind of felt like a cloud lifted. How big was it mentally for your really, really young team to just have that accomplishment in the books and advance on this big stage?
Absolutely. You know, I think with such a chaotic and unique year, having no preseason, you're really tested in Pac-12 play or conference play. And for us, Pac-12 was, as everyone saw, is phenomenal. So to see the struggles that we had of losing to the Stanford and the Arizona, we knew that we were still very talented and very good. And that hopefully come March, having played those teams throughout the year, we would be more equipped and ready to handle that pressure, that those different styles. So I think the unique year and our conference being so strong, it was really great to get to that tournament. And all things being how they were, you know, you're kind of confined to your hotel room a little bit. You don't have any access to the outside world. We have some family and friends that were all there, but you couldn't hang out with them or even see them, you know, up close and personal. So I think that kind of brought the team together for those 10, 11 days, 12 days that we were there. And it became kind of a fun experience together. And that way when we went out on the court, I felt like we had really bonded as a team and were in a different place than we were earlier in that year.
You know, Jody, after the Georgia win to make the Sweet 16, there was an awesome photo of Sedona Prince and Niara Sabali, just this huge embrace, and I do not have to tell you what those two have been through physically and mentally. Would I be accurate in saying there was a lot more going on in that hug than just celebrating winning a basketball game? It was like, wow, look where we've come.
Absolutely. The journey that those two have been on together through, you know, countless surgeries and setbacks with injuries and things like that, for them to kind of progress and to have kind of that big stage and deliver like those two did, it was for them a great opportunity to show the world what we already knew as their coaches and as their family of what they can do on the court, you know, and I think that for them to kind of just do it, it was just almost like a huge weight had been lifted off their shoulders of like, okay, we can finally breathe. We've done this. We've done through all these tough things that have occurred. We've succeeded.
Well, that was a goosebumps shot for sure.
Absolutely.
Few final thoughts for Coach Berry. Seemed like so many games this year, TV would show Courtney Vandersloot, Sabrina, and compare to what Tahina Pau-Pau was doing. It's like, well, no pressure there. And obviously she was an all-conference performer. Then she got hurt so late in the season. I know you don't do excuses, but from a hoops angle, I mean, when she was ruled out, I mean, what do you lose there?
You know, I think Tahina had been kind of that steady Eddie for us up to that Oregon, the morning of that Oregon State game. You know, we kind of didn't think anything of it. We just, you know, she kind of showed up. She's always that kid who's the first in the gym, the last to leave, always putting in work, watching films, doing the time, asking questions. And so when she came that day and said, hey, my foot's kind of bothering me, we were kind of a little bit surprised. And so when it happens that suddenly, it was kind of like, okay, you're kind of reeling a little bit. What do we do? And fortunately for us, we had some great depth. And Maddie Shear just came and just delivered in a totally different way than Tahina does, right? You know, Maddie is just so grounded, and her identity is her defense and her steadiness with the basketball and setting people up and that composure that Maddie brings. So I feel like we've been really blessed this year with two really good people who can play the point for us. And even Taylor Mitchell did a terrific job for us stepping in when plays were needed. But, yeah, comparing those two young freshmen to the Courtney Vandersloot and the Sabrina Ionescu of the world is a tall task for anyone, right? They're all very independent and great in their own way, and it has been such a pleasure being able to have watched those two great ones come through and progress. And, yeah, I think these two, Maddie and Tahina, both have a lot of promise in their game.
You know, I want to get to Erin Boley. I mean, I've been following sports for about 50 years, and when I say she's one of my favorite players, I don't just mean women's basketball, because to me it's always been a what do you need? You need a three-point shooter, somebody to guard the fast break, rebounding, more inside scoring, leadership, defense. I mean, when you consider how her game has grown, and I guess, Coach, her selflessness, I mean, how amazing of an addition was she transferring over from Notre Dame?
You know what? Erin Boley, there's no better gift as a coach than Erin Boley, right? The best student, the nicest kid, the most selfless player. Well, you know, she's always that kid saying, how can I make the team better? What can I do to help? So she is what we call a coach's dream, you know? and then couple in the fact that she can really ball. You know, the kid can shoot it. She can score in a lot of different ways. And I've just been so very blessed to have been able to coach Erin for these last 4 years and just kind of watch her impact she's had on the student athletes in the community. and in her product design major, anybody who comes into contact with Erin is better for it in the long run. I think that's what's so remarkable about Erin is she's really touched the lives of so many people.
No, I've had her on the show a couple times, and I don't use the word delightful lightly, but that's where we're at. So lastly, I don't have to tell you the run, Elite Eight, Final Four. We know what was going to happen last year, back to the Sweet 16. And, man, you guys have a young roster. I know it's just ended and you're still in the aftermath, but how excited are you and everyone about around the program about what's coming, not just next year, but about this
Absolutely.
Foundation you've built?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody who's played for us before has kind of left their mark and kind of has left this program better than it was before, and I feel like the same is true. I think we just keep growing and getting better, and I'm really excited to see this class of freshmen that we had this year transition into sophomores, and then our juniors transition into seniors, and everybody kind of progress, and that's kind of the natural step is to see as you grow and get older, you embrace a bigger role. Maybe that's leadership-wise. Maybe that's a little bit more production on the court. Maybe it's a little bit more in the community. It's kind of fun watching these young women develop and grow into their new role, which changes each and every year.
Folks, she's Jody Berry, hoop coach extraordinaire. You could follow along on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksJKB. Jody, I always enjoy our chats. I really appreciate you finding some time. So you and yours be well. Have a terrific off season, and obviously I look forward to speaking again not too far down the road.
Awesome, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care.